You're listening to SBS News.
White Island, also known by its Māori name Whakaari, erupted just after 10 past 2 on Monday afternoon local time. Emergency services launched a major search and rescue operation for the tourists who were visiting the island at the time. It's believed around 20 of those tourists were from the cruise ship The Ovation of the Seas, which left Sydney on a Round New Zealand cruise on December the 4th. Police say one person has been killed and 20 have been injured, some of them critically. A number of them suffered burns from the eruption. There are fears the death toll will rise and there are still some people unaccounted for. Fisherman Dan Harvey saw the eruption start from his boat and told Radio New Zealand it appeared to be one hell of an explosion.
It just looked like just what you see of a nuclear bomb going off is what it looked like. Kind of was turning into a mushroom cloud the way it just expanded around itself and then just went straight up into the sky.
23 people have been rescued, but it's unclear how many people have been left on the island. Police said on Monday night that it was too dangerous for emergency services to return to the island and there was no way of contacting the people who have been left there. New Zealand's Deputy Police Commissioner John Timm says he fears for their safety.
I can confirm there is one fatality. And based on information we have, there's likely to be more.
The New Zealand Geotechnical Research Institute, GNS, says the initial eruption lasted a few minutes, inundating the crater floor with ash. Geologist Jeff Kilgore says GNS webcams at the crater rim showed tourists walking in the area just a few minutes before the eruption happened. He says it's part of the regular tourist tour of White Island. He hopes that the terrain would have been able to give them some shelter as the eruption happened.
They don't tend to stay for too long on the crater rim or right near the crater rim. So, and there are lots of really large boulders and topographic features that people can hide behind. And really, that's the only thing that we hope that that people have been able to get out of danger.
Volcanologists say sudden, unexpected eruptions like this from volcanoes like White Island can happen at any time because magma or molten rock is close to the surface. Jeff Kilgore says he would expect to see jets of superheated steam and extremely hot rocks thrown into the air.
We know that the fumaroles out there are around about 120 degrees, something like that. The rocks that were thrown out in previous eruptions have been very, very hot. They've had liquid sulfur oozing out of them, so at least 120, probably 150 degrees, up to 150 degrees.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the authorities are doing everything they can.
We know that there were a number of tourists on or around the island at the time, both New Zealanders and visitors from overseas. I know there will be a huge amount of concern and anxiety for those who have loved ones on or around the island at the time. And I can assure them police are doing everything they can.
Officials say they didn't expect the ash, which originated from White Island, to reach the country's mainland, but they haven't ruled out the possibility of a second eruption within 24 hours. Meanwhile, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has tweeted that Australians have been caught up in this terrible event and the authorities are working to determine their well-being. Alan Lee, SBS News.